Welcome, shalom, and namaste. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can tune in every Friday night live to hear the colors and see the music. And welcome back to Starseed Energy Radio, a show like none other. Starting off this evening, just do a brief intro on myself. My name is Jonah Bolt, and started this show and came on this path for a lot of different reasons, but we are the change that's coming on, just like the song said. We are the ones. We chose to be here. You chose to listen to this show right now. And we're going to get into the meaning and the mechanics behind all of that on this show. We're going to cover a lot. We're going to cover news. We're going to cover updates. We're going to cover things all over the place. We're going to have callers. We're going to have hosts, co-hosts, guests. It's going to be an amazing show. This is our show. This is a show where you can call up and say what's on your mind, ask the questions that you haven't asked before, talk to someone about the things you've experienced. This is our show. It's not a show about me. It's a show about the information, the truth, and the knowledge that's been out there. We're just ramping up the means of getting it out there a lot quicker because the time is now. I first got sober at 27, and when I first entered the rehabilitation center I went into, I went to a spiritual meditation retreat in Ananda Village in California. And that really is what first introduced me to the whole spiritual lifestyle path, that there is something greater. Besides all the different events that I went through throughout my life, I experienced something while I was there. We meditated into New Year's Eve, and at New Year's Eve, they rang the gong. And I'd never felt anything like that. It vibrated right through my body, and it activated something. It did something for me. And that was the first time I had felt the oneness. And I've been on a search ever since. In my search, I had met with people from all over the country, all over the world, and it led me to lightworkers.org. And they were the first people that reached out with open arms for me. And it was a blessing to find those people, real beings of light. And that's what this is about, reaching out, helping each other out, getting the word out, because the time is now. We need to awaken as many as we can. We chose to be here. We're the strongest of the strong, and now is the time. So throughout the show, we're going to have different guest speakers. Next week, we're going to have a co-host of the show, a 16-year-old out of Boston, an amazing light worker. And we're really going to have fun with this. So if you're listening now, it doesn't matter when you're listening, get involved. Get involved with the show, and we're going to tell you how to do that towards the end. Also jumping into the basis of the show is really to intertwine music that I've collected from different places around the world and share that with you, as well as keeping you updated on what's going on, because there's so much information right now coming out. We are so close to what we are a part of that these times are exciting. They're not times to live in fear. There is nothing to fear, because once you know the truth, you will be a seeker like me. And this show's for everyone, like I said. Want to give a special thanks right off the bat to someone who helped me immensely within this last week alone, Barbara Marie Babish with angelmessages.net. If you ever wondered about channeling or heard about it before or wanted to experience it, I had my first experience with her, and I can tell you that it is the real deal. There was no way that the beings who channeled through her knew the information that they did. So check her website out, angelmessages.net and languageoflight.net. She is amazing. And give her a call. Let her know you heard her on the show, and try it out. Next week is going to be an exciting show. We have a co-host, like I said, the 16-year-old. Her name is Destiny from Boston. And it's going to be an exciting show. We also have a lyrical hip-hop artist from Brooklyn who's going to be calling in, Fred, and sharing his experience, as well as we're going to have Simeon of Cosmic Consciousness Online. And he's been doing frequency work and Zeta Body activation work for 20-plus years, and he's joining us next week as well. So it's going to be an exciting show. We're going to cover a lot, and we'll get into that towards the end, exactly what we're going to be covering. The third week of the show is going to be an awesome show as well. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the British Virgin Islands in Coral Bay, St. John, also known as the City of Love. And while I'll be down there, I'll also be attending the Guinness Book of World Record largest Thanksgiving pig roast to feed the homeless. So that's going to be an amazing event. I'm going to try to interview some people down there, and we're going to do a live broadcast Thanksgiving Eve in 3 weeks from now. So it's another exciting show we already got planned coming up. And moving right along, I also want to give another quick mention to DJ Scalar. And I recently just found about his music, Electrone House, and his stuff is truly amazing. In my eyes, he is by far, if not one of the world's top DJs, because of what he's doing. What he's doing, if you have a chance to check him out, is he's mixing his music with the frequencies that we respond to, that our auras respond to, that our cells respond to, that charge us up. And he's developed these different systems to put in nightclubs, and his work is amazing. So if you're into electro and house music, give this guy a shot. He's opened up for Winter Music Conference, for Deadmau5, Moby, Carl Cox. I mean, the list goes on. So give him a shout. His website is scalar-e.com, scalar-e.com. His mixes are all downloadable for free, and right away you can hear the magic that he plays. So check that out in the meantime, as well as during the next week, a lot of the information we cover and we talk about and people have questions on, mostly everything I talk about is on bbsradio.com/starseedenergyradio. I have about 80 links on there, tons of information, of websites. So in your time the next week, if there's something you hear, don't understand, try to give us a call towards the end of the show. If not, check the websites, and there'll be more information for you. And call in next week with a question. And that's really what this is about. You have questions, you have experiences. I want to hear about it. You know, it's really great that a lot of us know this information and we're consciously aware. But if we're not networking and talking with each other and co-creating, then that really doesn't do much. And personally for me, most of my friends are still fast asleep and have no idea what is coming. And that is the main point of this show, is to awaken those and to reach the indigos, the crystals, the rainbows that have the gifts, that are born with them, that are pure crystalline, that no one's really listening to right now. And this is going to give them an outlet through the music, through calling up, through the co-hosts I'm going to have, to really get some knowledge, but get the knowledge from professionals that makes sense. Meaning, we can watch an hour, 2 hour video. I do it all the time, all day long, and consciousness and dimensions. And to be honest with you, I'm a newly awakened starseed, and I don't know that much about everything. The one thing I do know is that once you have your first experience, you know what is truth and you know what isn't. So on this show, we're not even going to deal with if or what is or what isn't. We know what is. If you're listening to this, if you hear this, then you know what is. And if you don't know what is, keep listening, because we're going to talk a lot about it. Also moving along is the next thing we're going to get into is the news. The news and media is huge, and we're going to tap into who's controlling the news, who's controlling the media, the means behind it, and we're going to get into that after the next track. And what I've done is I've put these different tracks together. I did about 5 months ago, and I put a compilation together of 12 tracks, and I called it Awakening. I called it that because I believe that within the tracks that I put on this compilation, that these DJs, these music artists, are speaking to us through their music. And I think a lot of music's like that. And at the end of the third week, I'll play 4 tracks each week. I'll upload the compilation for you, different samples of different music, and you'll be able to download that for free as well. And that will be available for you at the end of the third week. So if you want to know who the DJ is and things like that, just wait to the end of the third week. We'll put a whole list up there for you with all the information. One of the other things we're going to cover towards the end of the show is what we can do to start awakening people. What we can do to start awakening ourselves. Little, easy, simple things to do. One of the things that I've come up with to do is something called the Facebook Project. The Facebook Project is a very interesting concept that I think I've come up with and discussed with a lot of friends of mine, and I think it's gonna be huge. So we're gonna get into that on the last part of the show, and we'd like to get everyone involved in that because it's really gonna start breaking down that ego, breaking down that fear, because the bottom line is it's as simple as that. It's as simple as letting those fears go. And you'll learn that along the way, like I have. Most of the truths and answers I found on my own. And different things will resonate with different people. Not everything you're going to hear is going to resonate with you. You're going to have to figure out your own path, your own mission, your own truths. You know, so the information you hear, if it piques your interest, if you hear something, Google it, Yahoo it, go to the website, check out bbs.com, check out my page. I have 80 plus links on there to help you out. And start learning this stuff, because this is our real heritage. This is really the knowledge that's been passed down for thousands and thousands of years. So this next track I'm going to play, I picked up recently when I was out in Ibiza about a year ago. Ibiza is a magical, magical island, an amazing, amazing place off the coast of Spain. It is one of the places that has the original and some of the largest nightclubs in the world, and the music that came out of there is amazing. So this next track is another track I picked up. It is track number 2 in the compilation, and right after this, we'll be right back. So this is the time throughout the show where if you feel like dancing or you feel like stretching or moving around, this is the time to do it, because we're going to have an interactive show. If you're listening to this show, you're going to be interactive with this program, meaning you're going to pass the knowledge on, you're going to pass the word along, and you're going to have some fun, because that's what this is about, to stay in happiness and bliss and stay constant in our heart vibration. So without any further ado, sit back, relax, maybe dance a little bit, and enjoy track number 2 from the Awakening compilation. Track number 2 from my compilation Awakening, available at the end of the third week, and you're listening live to Starseed Energy Radio. Now on to the news, the media, the problems, and what is going on in the world today. For those of you that aren't up on current events, you might want to listen to this section, because within the last week alone, there has been news that just has been flipping my insides inside and out, and no one's talking about it. The news, the lies, the global elitists, and the reptilian influence. If you aren't familiar with the reptilian influence and who they are, let me throw out some names at you. Franz Ertl, an excellent resource. www.psitatalent.de. His link is also on my website. And check out Mr. Ike, David Ike. He has been talking about reptilians for a long time. He's around the world right now on tour. He's all over. He's in Amsterdam, Ukraine, Mexico, Stockholm, Sweden. He's all over the place. So before next show or whenever you hear this, Google that. Check him out, Reptilian Influence, and you'll find some very interesting things. As Mr. Franz Ertl says, he's describing his own experiences and how the aliens suck your energies by manipulating everyday life, our relationships, our sex life, and that they have designed lots of spiritual paths, religions, healing techniques, intentionally wrong, to avoid proper development of the human race and to assure that they stay in control. And that's the problem. It's one of the biggest problems. And it's nothing to fear because we are beings of light. And together, we can handle problems like this. It's very simple, just by spreading the knowledge and spreading the truth, and you can see what we can do together, what we can co-create together, and that's what this show is about. So check those guys out, and have any questions, call in next week, and I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Moving right along to the Florida Gulf oil spill. Woo! The Gulf oil spill. Well, when this first happened, I right away knew this was a false flag operation. The writing was on the wall. I urged everyone I knew to leave Florida. And now it's getting even worse. If you aren't up on what's going on down there, just Google Blue Plague. The Blue Plague, very quickly, was a designed bacteria by BP, which is now eating everything in the sea. Check out FloridaOilSpill.com. And you will be amazed of what's going on down there in the Gulf, that everyone out of sight, out of mind, because they closed the oil wellhead on the news and CNN, and that's the end of the story. It is not the end of the story. The story hasn't even broken yet. So check that out. There's a lot of things going on down there. You need to be aware of this stuff. If you have family and friends down there, you know, tell them to get out. It's not getting any better. Just to give you an example, about 2 weeks ago, October 13th or 14th, 3 weeks ago, I was watching the international news all day and just catching up on some things, and it blew my mind what was on the news that day. In one day, and I wrote all this stuff down, this is what happened. My girlfriend at the time woke up and had a dream, and she goes, I had a dream about 4 or 5 tornadoes that converged into one. It was really weird, really vivid. Thought nothing of it, dropped her off at work, came back home. Turned on the news, and 5 major tornadoes hit Texas. The next day, 24 hit. The same day as Texas, a 7.6 tsunami hit and killed people in Indonesia. The same day, a volcano erupted 3 times and killed people in Indonesia. The same day, a typhoon hits Japan. Haiti announces the Ebola outbreak. And the lowest pressure system to hit the U.S. ever recorded hits 955 millibars, which equals a Category 3 hurricane. It covered half of the U.S. It was over 12 cities reported a Category 1 winds and dozens of hurricanes all over. All this happening in the same day. To top it off, the news then said and discovered 1,200 new species since 1999 in the Amazon, they announced. That was an amazing announcement, except for what followed afterwards. But by 2030, half of the rainforest will be gone. So then the next question is, half the rainforest gone, what exactly does that mean? Well, for one, we're going to lose thousands and thousands of species, including the bottlenose pink dolphins. And if you haven't seen what these guys look like, I'm going to upload some pictures tonight, and they are amazing creatures. In fact, these pink dolphins have even channeled some of their music through humans, through us, and they actually have a CD. mixed with the Amazon Music, and it's an amazing thing. I mean, these creatures are highly intelligent. They use 40% of their brain power more than us. You know, the locals around, the tribes and the indigenous people of the Amazon, believe that they are shapeshifters, and they go back centuries in their folklore. And this stuff is real. What does it mean if the Amazon is gone? Well, for one, in Brazil alone, there was an estimated 10 million Indians living in the Amazon 5 centuries ago. Today, there's less than 200,000. What does that mean? Well, what does that mean is we're not just destroying the forests. We are destroying people. We are killing people. In Brazil alone, again, European colonists have destroyed more than 90 indigenous tribes since the 1900s. And that's just Brazil alone. 90 indigenous tribes. The most of the medicine men and shamans remaining in the rainforest today are 70 years old or more. Now, how they look at these shamans and medicine men are these are the wisdom keepers that have been keeping our knowledge alive. Each time a medicine man dies, it's as if a library has burned down. When a medicine man dies without passing his arts on to the next generation, the tribe and the world loses thousands of years of irreplaceable knowledge about medicine and plants. That is a fact, and that's in Brazil alone. We lost that many. And that's what's going on. That's what they're not talking about. We're not just killing plants and the earth. We're killing people. We're killing everything by deforestation. And that's just one of the problems. I also found out researching this, did you know that the Amazon has 3,000 edible fruits? 3,000. I could probably name 10 of them. And out of those 3,000 edible fruits, only 200 are cultivated for use today. But the indigenous people that live in the Amazon, they eat about 1,500 different fruits. Just goes to show you how much is still out there and how much we do not know and do not understand about Mother Gaia. And those are the facts on it. You want to see some more facts, check out www.rain-tree.com. Rain-tree.com. You'll find some amazing facts. As well as there's some great documentaries out I want to give a little shout out to. You have a documentary that Sting's involved in, David Lynch, Ellen Page. It's called 2012 TimeForChange.com. And it's an amazing, amazing documentary that's coming out. Check out the website. I have the links on mine. And another one is Metaphysia 2012. Both are on my starseeds.net page and my AshtarCommandCrew.com page. So check those out as well. Moving right along. As CNN and Fox report every now and then, the economy is doing a turnaround. They also report that U.S. banks have fallen the fastest in the last 20 years. 143 banks so far this year have closed down, topping the 140 from last year. Besides that, NASA also made an announcement. NASA has finally admitted that they know very little about gamma rays that are entering the Earth's atmosphere for the first time. What exactly does that mean? Well, what they have done is created many new branches of research recently to learn how these gamma rays will affect Earth. That's great. Excellent. The most important result of the new information is the obvious evidence that NASA increased its knowledge by 20 times in 5 years, and then 20 times in 1 year. And now it is increasing knowledge by 20 times in 1 month. If anybody listening knows what that means, maybe the Mayan calendar will ring a bell. Because based upon the long count Mayan calendar, predicted that our civilization would increase 20 times at certain periods in our transformation of consciousness, which is what's happening now, if you're not aware. So they predicted it, and now NASA's coming out and saying it. The information that NASA is now willing to find evidence and proof of is the same information that the Mayans had 1,000 years ago. Interesting. Also in the news. Moving along, check out maxkaiser.com and whatreallyhappened.com. Those are some really cool sites to check to see the news. What Really Happened has 40, 50 articles a day that you'll never hear anywhere else. You know, get out there. Don't watch the news. Don't watch the TV that they're playing on cable. For one, it's filtered. For one, they control it, and it's limited information. You really want to know what's going on, you got to look outside the box. You got to think outside the box, and you got to do a little research. So check out those websites, maxkaiser.com and whatreallyhappened.com. They're also on my page. Check them out. Also, I heard just a few days ago there was a fourth shooting in 2 weeks at a military installation here in the U.S. Now, I haven't heard that in the news anywhere. There's been four attacks at military installations here in the U.S. But the only thing I've really heard about the last 3 or 4 weeks is about an attempted bomb plot on a plane. An attempted one, so, you know, go figure. Another big thing we're going to talk about and get on the show is the hip-hop music and what is going on with the hip-hop music in the industry. What's being taught in the schools? And again, next week, we're going to have Destiny joining us. She is a very intelligent light worker, indigo child, and they get it. They know what's going on. They know what they're teaching the schools. It doesn't vibe with them. And we're going to be talking about that next week. So if you're a parent listening or you're going to talk to a parent the next week, have them tune in next week because we're going to hear from the kids themselves. We're going to hear from the high schoolers, the middle schoolers, the ones that are in the school because, for one, they're not going to come on the show, an eight-year-old, and lie and make up stories about what they're learning and things like that. And maybe if it comes from their mouth, then maybe we can turn some parents on to listen. So next week's show is going to be touching on that, the hip-hop music, the Illuminati, the symbolization, and, you know, what comes up and the tones they use. And it's all there. You know, the truth is out there. The kids are feeling it. It's resonating with them. They know it. And we're going to help expose that. So that's another thing we're going to talk about next week. Another major topic is to step out of your fears, which I mentioned earlier. Stepping out of your fears is a huge topic we're going to get into. And also a topic which I've just recently experienced for myself, which is being from the light but turning people down for money. What is up with that? I have had three experiences within the last couple months of people turning me down for help because of money. And to me, that doesn't fit well. If you are a true being in service of the light and who you are and someone reaches out for a need, that's what we're here for. That's why I'm here. We all need to be there. We all need to help each other. No one's going to co-create this new fifth dimension and raise consciousness by themselves. You have to understand it's past the time of what is and what isn't. It's past the time of are UFOs real or not? It's the writing's on the wall. The information's there. It's time to awaken. It's time to stand up. And it's time to back yourself with dropping those fears and knowing that these things you've experienced and dreams and gut feelings you feel at the time, those are real. Those are real. And we're going to get into that as well in the show. So being from the light but turning people down doesn't jive well with me at all. And also we're going to touch on why starseeds, a lot of us turn into addicts, suicides. It's a big thing. Why a lot of us like to smoke. I mean, there's reasons behind all of it. We're going to try to cover as many subjects as we can. It's a lot of information to get into, and we're going to try to cover as much as we can. This next track I have coming on is track number 3 on the compilation. This track as well, I'll play a little couple minutes of it for you. I also got out when I was in Ibiza, and it's another really, really amazing track. And I think pretty much almost all the tracks I have on the album are from Ibiza. So time to get up and do a little dancing, y'all. We'll be right back after the track. Thank you. It's time to get into the fun stuff, the solutions, the easy things we can all do. So pay attention. Simple things we can all do. Let's all think back to our childhood. I can guarantee you everyone listening, anyone who's going to listen, knows at least one or two people that they used to talk about UFOs with, or they used to look at the skies, or they used to talk to each other, and maybe it's a friend of yours, you grew up in the neighborhood, you haven't talked to in 5 years, or who knows, an old high school buddy. Now is the time to contact that person. Now is the time to reach out for them, because I can almost guarantee you this. If they're a starseed or light worker, indigo, they're probably feeling a lot how we're all feeling right now. Stripped. Stripped of almost everything. And that's what's going on. I've talked to a dozen of friends of mine last month. Half of them I've switched on and activated myself. And that's what it's about. Because it's beautiful. It's amazing to see someone finally get it like I did. It took me 15 years to get to the point where I'm at. And we don't have that time anymore. So it's time to shed the fear of who cares what people think. Most of us listening know what is. And if you know what is and the truth and the knowledge behind it, then really what other people think should matter to you. You need to drop the ego. You need to drop the fear. I'm working on it myself. I'll be the first to tell you I am not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I've never written any books. I didn't even graduate 10th grade of high school. I dropped out. Never graduated college or anything like that. Had a long history of drug abuse in my teenage years. I mean, we'll get into more of my stories as we could progress in the show, but I've been there. We've all been there, and most of us are there right now. So if anything, the truth and the knowledge of what is out there is the most exciting news I've ever heard. It is the greatest story of our kind. And there's nothing better than that. What is there to be upset about? What is there to be sad about? We are part of something amazing. And that's the bigger picture of all this. So easy things to do. Call a friend. Call someone you haven't spoken to in a while. Call someone who you think will be open to this. because I bet you they will, and I bet you they're right where we are right now. Easy thing to do. Another easy thing to do, listen to music. Listen to some music. Listen to some chanting, or listen to some Enigma, or listen to some nice house music. It soothes the soul. That's what music does. Take a break. These are little things you could do. Work with crystals. If you're not into crystals, you should start getting into them really quick. There is so much energy hitting the earth right now, you could pretty much walk outside, take a walk for 10 minutes in nature, and feel the energy hitting the earth. The problem is, most of us are just sitting inside our house with this information, not trying to network and activate and wake people up. So let's try to do this on this show. So if there's 10 people listening right now, our mission, my mission, is in this next week, is to activate one person, or tell one person, or phone call some person, or get someone to listen to the show. One person. If we could each do one person each week, and double in that, we got some big numbers. And that's what this is about, is waking people up in big numbers, because the time is now. There's also other things you could do, very simple, like talk to kids. I had a half an hour conversation with a 4-year-old last week. That was amazing. They know what is up. They get it. So easy things you can do. Watch TV. You want to know what to watch? Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. I cannot believe the information and what they're talking about. It's amazing. It's fascinating. I've been watching History Channel 15 years. Never seen them talk about the Anunnaki and our DNA. I mean, it is all over the place. It's out there. Also, Jesse Ventura, Conspiracy Theory is a great one. Morgan Freeman has The Universe, another great show. There's so much out there that we can do daily to just take a little break, even if it's for 5 minutes or it's the 1 hour a week you tune in to hear some music and just let call in and let something out. That's what it's about. It's about breaking away from that 3D matrix just for a little while to just take some time to ourselves and discover ourselves. Now, this information and knowledge and truths that I'm sharing and putting out there, this isn't new information. I mean, this has been around. This has been around for millions and millions of years. It's been on our planet for hundreds of thousands of years. Let me throw out a few names for you that during the next week, if you have some time, check these guys out. Their information is also up on the website, bbs.com / Starseed Energy Radio. There's about 80 links on there. But some pioneers out there, you got Sheldon Neidel. He's with the Sirius Star Nation. His website's on there. An awesome, awesome mission. Started a huge organization worldwide for planetary activation groups. And they're doing some really, really cool work. Check them out. Mike Quincy's another one. Check him out. You can't leave out the father of holistic medicine, the one and only Edgar Cayce, from 1877 to 1945. This guy, when he passed away, the word meditation came into play. The word Akashic Records came into play. The word spiritual growth, auras, soulmates, holistic health stem from this guy's work. Check him out. I have a link to his site as well. It's edgarcayce.org. Drunvalo, another pioneer doing the Flower of Life workshop. You also have Dr. Stephen Greer, the Disclosure Project, where I got my idea for the Facebook project, which we're going to discuss at the end of the show. He's doing amazing work right now. Just came out with a new book called Contact, Countdown to Transformation. This book is amazing. This book goes far beyond the usual counting of objects seen in the sky. Basically, what they have been doing is interacting with interstellar civilizations. These civilizations' contact events are building up to an astounding scenario, and we're all part of it. And it's amazing. You need to learn this stuff. You need to learn it. You need to learn it now, and you need to share it with others. Because this knowledge doesn't do anything for us if we're just sitting in our house and we just know it. What are you going to co-create by yourself? So take this action. Use this show. You know, use me. I don't care. Have people call up and ask questions or email me or whatever. You know, there's some amazing sites out there to connect with other starseeds, other lightworkers. Check out starseeds.net. It's like a MySpace, but for us. Check out AshtarCommandCrew.net. It's like a Facebook, but for us. These are amazing sites. They're doing amazing work. Get involved. Go on these sites. Set up a profile. That's what it's about. Networking, contacting, and getting the information out there. So check these guys out. Stephen Greer, another guy I want to throw out there, Colin Andrews. Colin Andrews has been doing crop circles and phenomenal, phenomenal work. Check his website out, colinandrews.net. Another great, amazing pioneer. Been doing work for a very long time. So there's some names to look up the next week or so, and as well check the website. And get to know these people, because a lot of these guys I just named are probably going to be on CNN or Fox News very soon when disclosure happens. It's right around the corner. So know that. Know that this is truth. Know that that is real. So check those guys out in the next week or so. And I'm going to play this next track for you. And this next track as well is off the compilation. And once again, take this time to stretch. Get up. Do what you want to do. I like to get up and dance. We'll be right back.
Play sweet games together, like it's suddenly in the dance floor. We are the kids of the quiet revolution, and we fight for a new quiet project of revolution. We play house music. We play house music. Sure.
right, welcome back. You're listening live to Starseed Energy Radio. And if you're just tuning in, welcome. If you listen to this on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, you can join anytime. It doesn't matter when you listen to this, because when you do listen to it, it is the time for you to hear it. Moving along, what I like to talk about, I've been mentioning the whole show, is the Facebook Project. What is the Facebook Project? Well, the Facebook Project is something I came up with because I think it's going to help a lot of us. What it basically is this. If you go to ashtarcommandcrew.net, their logo, which is Ashtar Command and the Awakening Movement, what I challenge everyone to do whenever you hear this, it could be a month from now, 2 months from now, tomorrow, is to change your Facebook picture to the Ashtar Command logo with the Awakening Movement. Why? What's the point of it? Well, very simply. For one, look at it like it's going to subconsciously, for one, help you every day. You open up your Facebook, you see the Ashtar Command Movement. It reminds you who you are, who we are. You want to represent something, you want to show something on Facebook that has meaning, show that. Represent who we really are, beings of light, our galactic family. Because as humans, we're curious. You change your logo, you're going to have 2, 3, who knows, 10 friends within a couple days or week, Google it. And then you can have a couple friends email you, hey, what's up with this? Like I have had done to me this past week or two. It's that simple. You put out the energy there, people are going to respond. Because there's so much energy hitting the earth right now. These are amazing times to do things like that so you can see the magic happen for yourself. So the Facebook Project, go on to ashtarcommandcrew.net or go on to my MySpace or Facebook or whatever it is. All my links are on my bbsradio.com page / Starseed Energy Radio. And let's start the project today and see what we can get done by January 1st. 2011. I'm going to give us about 2 months to get this project underway. It's also an ego buster. Really. Yeah. Because it's going to be hard for a lot of you to do that. Why? Because you're also going to get a lot of emails of people saying, what's this Ashtar Command? Or you've lost it? Or you're crazy? And whatever else they're going to say. Again, let me say, we're past the time of what is and what isn't. And once you or whoever that person is has their first experience and they know truth, then nothing else matters. So really, we're at a point, what does it care what people think about you if one or two of your friends emails you in the next week saying, hey, I've heard about this and I think it's true too, and UFOs. What do you think about it? Boom. You just flip someone on. So I challenge everyone to do that. The Facebook Project. Change your picture to the Ashtar Command Awakening Movement. If you don't know what Ashtar Command is, Google it yourself. Get involved. Learn who the Galactic Federation are. Learn what is real. So the Facebook Project. Now this expands to everything. MySpace, Twitter, whatever you want to do. But it's going to help you. It's going to help others. It's going to help us. But everybody has to do it. So whenever you hear this, doesn't matter when, do it. Just do it. Trust me. You will see people that email you with questions of help and hope. And you're going to feel great sharing the knowledge and truth. And that's what this is about. Again, networking, putting people together. Now, next week's show, we're going to we have a full lineup for next week's show. It's going to be amazing. Again, we're having Destiny will be hosting, co-hosting it with me, and she'll be joining us live in the air. It's next Friday night, always at 1 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, bbsradio.com, Station 1, tune in. Just to give you a little history on Destiny, she is a 16-year-old indigo living in Cambridge, Mass. Right now, and since the age of 5, she has displayed her gifts. And more recently, she's committed herself to serving her peers and awakening them through spreading the truths of the strong occult influence in mainstream teen culture, especially music. That is huge. Again, if you're a parent, if you have teens, if you have kids, if you are a teen, if you are a kid, tune into next week, because we're going to get to the bottom of this music, the influence, and what it's doing. These kids feel the negative tones in the music that they're using. It's making them sick. I feel it. I've heard it in the tones. And we're going to get into that. That's why I introduced DJ Scalar, because he's using the tones in a positive way. A positive way to influence everybody. He's activating people that even know they're being activated. And that's the magic. So again, DJ Scalar, shout out to him. Check him out. He's, all his mixes are available for free on download on his website. Getting back to Destiny, Destiny, what she's currently doing is working on a documentary on the same topics we're talking about, which is amazing. And she's worked with Energy before. She's also provided crystal healing for the homeless teens in the area. She does crystal work with them, and she's been doing it for years. I mean, phenomenal, phenomenal. You know, and these are our leaders. These are the people we need to listen to. As little grandmother said, if you're not familiar with her, check her out. Tribe of Many Colors. She's a North American shaman. She's about our age, about 28, and she speaks truth. Check her out, and I'm trying to get her on the show in a few weeks, and I'm sure that's going to happen. So check her out, and if you're a parent and you have an indigo or a crystalline child, send them to her site. She's our age. She's in her 20s. And they will, I was able to relate to her. They will be able to relate to her. It's very simple, very clean cut. So with that being said, I'm going to go into our next track, which is track number 3 off the compilation. And when we come back from this last track, what we're going to do is some goodbyes and a recap of the show, and take it from there. So sit back, relax, or get up out of your seat like I do and just dance around. Absorb the energy. Feel it. It's there. I know who's listening. If you don't get up and dance, you're missing out. Thank you. And again, welcome back to Starseed Energy Radio. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt, and you are tuned in live. And if you're not tuned in live, you hear this tomorrow, whenever, you're already part of this. Don't even worry about it. You're here in spirit. So just to do a quick recap on the show and what we're really to get started is the Facebook project. I just explained it before the break. The Facebook project is big. It's going to help you. It's going to help me. It's going to help everybody. Believe me, do it. Try it for the next 2 months. You really want to have a picture of yourself. Does it merely matter if you have a picture of yourself or your dog? Or, I mean, that's just your 3D self. Or do you want to represent who you really are, which is a being of light? Ashtar Command, the Awakening Movement, the Facebook project. Get her done. Do it. Let's do this. Because that's how it's going to work. That's how the magic's going to spread. It's been happening for me unbelievably. If I'm doing it, anyone can do it. We're all leaders. I am no different than anyone else. Except my mission's on the air. And you hear it. I don't know what yours is. Everyone's is different. But we're all leaders. We all chose to be here. We're the strongest souls in the universe. Some of the strongest souls in the universe. From all over the universe. And that information and knowledge to me is exciting. It's real exciting because that's truth. So the Facebook project, get involved. To recap, next week we're going to be doing hip-hop influence, Illuminati, get into the different hip-hop artists and what they're doing now to brainwash the kids using tones to make them sick, make them feel entranced. And what we're teaching in our schools. So tune in next week. If you're a parent again, you have kids, tune in. Destiny's going to be co-hosting the show with me. An amazing indigo light worker from Cambridge. Also on the show, we're going to be doing some lifelines from time to time. A lifeline is each show we're going to have different guests that are going to be available to answer your questions because I don't know all the answers. I'll be the first to tell you. I'm learning this every day just as much as many of us. So if I don't know an answer to a question or I don't know where to go with it, we're going to call some professionals up. And I have a whole army of people we can call up, a professional. I've been reaching out to the biggest of the big dogs, because the time is now and we can take the truth. We can handle it. So just give it to us straight. And that's what we're going to bring the show. So next week is going to be an amazing show. Make sure you tune to that. And the third week after, I'm going to be down in the British Virgin Islands broadcasting live. It's going to be an amazing show as well. Also, have to give a big shout out to the guys at bbsradio.com. Those guys do phenomenal work. They are the backbone of this radio station, of the website. There is 100 different programs that these guys facilitate every week. These guys work 80 hours a week plus. So they've been amazing to me, and they don't get enough credit, I feel. So a big shout out to you guys. Doug, Don, Seth, all you guys rock. And I mean that. And so I want to give a shout out to them. They've been immensely helpful. And also to angelmessage.net, to Barbara, and languageoflight.net with Barbara Marie. Amazing. And Cosmic Consciousness Online. Check that out as well. And of course, my favorite new DJ, DJ Scalar. You got to hear this guy's music. You will hear the frequencies and tones kick yourselves butt as soon as you hear it. It's amazing music, so check that out as well. Also want to give a shout out to a newly found star brother of mine, Chris Hoover. Now, this guy has an amazing story. Had a vivid dream 15 plus years ago, traveled to Costa Rica, and was really awakened after 9/11 like a lot of us were. And as visiting Costa Rica over 9 years, he finally found the place in Costa Rica that he dreamed about 9 years ago. And I just spent the last year down there writing a trilogy. And an amazing, amazing story. We're going to get him on the show later on. And Imagine Freedom is the name of it. Imagine-freedom.com. And Imagine Freedom, what that is, well, is the underground movement of enlightened anarchists. Well, Chris, that's a reality. Because that's what I consider myself. And that's what we consider a lot of us. We are the change that's coming on, just like the song says. We are the children of the quiet revolution. and we fight for a new conscience of evolution. Just what the song says. That's what we are. So, Chris, you're right on the money, man. It's happening, brother, and we're going to make it happen. And also, mention again, little grandmother. She was one of the first shamans I heard my truths from. So check her out, tribeofmanycolors.net. And, of course, AshtarCommandCrew.net, been amazing help. Check those guys out as well, and starseeds.net. And last but not least, I want to give a shout-out to my dog, Ziggy. My dog, Ziggy, got hit by a car about a week ago. And the kids in the neighborhood were playing with him. They ran up, and I went down there, and he couldn't even walk. I mean, he was bleeding out of his face and his arm, and I had to carry him back to the house. He's about 85, 90 pounds now. And couldn't walk and couldn't even move around. Just he got hit by a car. Well, a friend of mine told me what to do. She said, place crystals around him and give him some love and heal him. And that's what I did all night long. And what happened was the next day, he was fine. And he was running around the kids like nothing happened. The kids were like, how's Ziggy better? I don't know. So I want to give a shout out to my dog, Ziggy, because I know he's a pure being of light. He just can't talk to me. And, you know, that's amazing because the power of crystals, the power of healing worked. You know, I saw it firsthand and everyone saw it and the kids saw it. And that's what's up. That's what this is about. It's about healing each other, helping each other, and connecting with each other because we're not going to do it on our own. I'll tell you right now, I'll talk to anybody. You have a friend that has questions? Email me. Call me. I don't care. I've talked to people my whole life about this stuff. I've known these truths my whole life. I've been pouring it out. So to finally get confirmation from an experience I had recently that all this is true is just the best news I can have ever heard. And I want to share that with everybody. So to sum everything up, the biggest thing of the show is the Facebook project. Let's get her done. The Facebook project is big. It's going to help a lot of people. You just got to get involved. Push the ego aside and get it done. So that's pretty much the show for tonight. It was just a overview of what we're going to be talking about in the show. Get you some names out there, some ideas flowing. And I'm going to end with this last track, another track from the island of Ibiza. It is an amazing track. It's about 4 minutes long. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in, for listening, and spread the light and love because this is a program of action. Everyone's involved. Again, if you hear this, no matter when you hear this, you chose to hear this. So now choose to take some of the advice in the show. Do the Facebook project. Call a friend. Call little Susie you used to grow up with and used to stargaze at night. I bet your little Susie's feeling like you do right now. Because every single person that I know that I talk to is feeling it right now. So reach out. Put out the energy and you will see the magic of the energy come back. With that being said, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the frequency of love and light at Starseed Energy Radio. And remember, every Friday night at 1 a.m. Eastern Time, you can tune in only here to hear the colors and see the music. And I will leave you with this last track. So if you haven't gotten up and danced or you haven't shaken it out yet, this is your last chance to do so. Until next time, I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. Spreading the light and love as best I can, and I need you guys to do it too. I know who's listening, so let's get moving.
rock and roll came some great people. Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, The Who. If you're into hip-hop, then that's okay, because hip-hop also is a great form of music. It is the voice of our urban youth. If you fancy jazz, then I can't blame you, because jazz relaxes the mind and soothes the soul when you need to be soothed sometimes. But personally, I'm into feeling good, and I'm into uplifting my spirit. I'm into the truth.
Smiling because the music is taking them to places that they've never been before.